Plans for a meeting tomorrow between the Israeli and Palestinian prime ministers have been put on hold, reportedly because of scheduling conflicts on the Palestinian side. Ariel Sharon and Mahmoud Abbas were due to discuss the U.S.-backed roadmap for peace. Prime Minister Sharon convinced his cabinet to approve that roadmap over the weekend, despite tough opposition from hardliners. Yesterday, Sharon distanced himself from those hardliners by describing Israel's presence on the West Bank and Gaza in terms he had previously shunned. "We don't like the word," he said, "but this is occupation. To keep 3.5 million Palestinians under occupation is bad for Israel and the Palestinians."
Sharon was complimented by some Israeli leftists. The Labour Party's Amram Mitzna, who was trounced by Sharon in the last election, said better late than never. Some of his fellow right-wingers told Sharon that they were in shock, and his attorney general scolded and reminded him of Israel's position that the territories belonged to no sovereign power before the war of 1967, when Israel moved in, and so they are officially, as Israel sees it, disputed territories, not occupied territories. Has Ariel Sharon changed his view of things now that he's accepted the roadmap to peace? Joining us is Hemi Shalev, political commentator of the Israeli newspaper Ma'ariv. And Mr. Shalev, what do you make of Ariel Sharon's sudden statement that the territories are indeed occupied?
Well, I have to confess that I was surprised as anyone else. I think part of it was a sort of gut reaction to the harsh criticism that he was coming under from his fellow Likud Knesset members. But nonetheless, the deed is done, and I think this statement of his will resonate, in, at least in Israeli psychology, for many months to come.
What's going on here? Is Sharon preparing either Israelis or himself for the abandonment or dismantling of settlements?
I think he is being quintessentially Sharon, keeping his options open, depending on what the diplomatic developments will be. I don't think Sharon believes that the Palestinians will fight terrorism, and therefore he can feel confident in assuring settlers that their settlements are not in danger anytime in the near future. On the other hand, he realizes that President Bush is showing much more involvement in the peace process than was anticipated, and therefore he's also keeping the other option open, which is that he would have to make ultimately hard decisions, which would mean removing settlements.
You suspect Sharon's assumption, the assumption of many Israelis, is this isn't really going to go anyplace, and therefore what you say you're committed to is something abstract.
Yes, I think so, but that's in the practical short-term sense. I don't want to belittle or underestimate the psychological impact of what has happened here in the past few days. I differentiate here between whether the peace process can be expected to catapult forward in the next few weeks. I doubt that very much. But in the long term, I think Israel has crossed the threshold, and Prime Minister Sharon can take credit for that.
Do you have any sense from Sharon's public comments or from what you've heard what he makes of these past couple of years of violence, Israeli reoccupation of many parts of the West Bank and Gaza, more and more Palestinian attacks both in the territories and within Israel, civilians being killed? Does he see this as a failure that's happening right now?
No, not at all. And in fact, I don't think there are many Israelis, even in the left-wing opposition, who consider it a failure. But Sharon personally, who's been involved in military and government affairs since 1948, since Israel's War of Independence, I think views these past 2.5 years as just another difficult chapter in this ongoing internal war. I think what has weighed in now are, one, his close relations with President Bush and the fact that he promised President Bush that he would ratify the roadmap, and two, the economic burden on Israel, which is crippling the Israeli economy. And I think if Sharon has woken up to anything in the past 2 years, it is the close link between Israel's economic state and the state of the peace process.
Mr. Shalev, thank you very much for talking with us.
Bye-bye.
Political commentator Hemi Shalev of the Israeli newspaper Ma'ariv.